Welcome to Open Line. Open Line is an official forum hosted by Naval Station officials. For all the current information you need, keep it tuned in to Radio Gitmo.
Good afternoon, Gitmo. Hey, Command Master Chief Kenny Nixon here, bringing it to you live in the backyard of Fidel Castro. What an incredible weekend we had, from an elegant military ball filled with amazing live music, delicious food, and top-notch entertainment, to an inspiring and motivational guest speaker who left us all feeling fired up. This weekend was truly one for the books. And it didn't stop there. Sports fans had plenty to cheer for as well. College football delivered some major upsets, and the NFL gave us thrilling, close games, and everyone was on the edge of their seats. Meanwhile, the baseball playoffs are officially underway, ramping up the excitement, while WNBA action continues to deliver intense matchups. Plus, we've got the NBA preseason kicking off. Hooping fans, it's time to get excited. Sit back and relax as we fill you in with more recaps, insights, and lively discussion about all these exciting events and more of what's going on the island. So we've got in the station, we've got Alex. How are you doing this weekend?
Can we skip the whole sports thing?
No, man. It's sports season.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I've talked about it on the radio. I don't know how many times. My Niners lost. USC Trojans lost.
Oh, you hurting.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend in my household for sports. And then the Lakers lost preseason.
Got zero over there.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Okay, so, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Stay confident.
Exactly, you know? Right. No, good weekend. I'm sure the same, you know, everybody enjoyed the weather and all that good stuff. Went out, did some shopping at some store. You know that store that I'm talking about?
Okay. Not Walmart. Gym. Was it Walmart?
Yeah. Nobody knows about that place. How about yourself? You take care of your naps?
Oh, yeah. Multiple naps.
A lot of naps. He's looking well rested.
Yeah. Exactly, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'll take it. Then it's working.
That makes two of three. So I'm the one out without the. No, I'm just kidding. So, but no, overall, your weekend was great there?
It was. It was good. Yeah, that military ball was. It was amazing. It was a good event. And then, of course, you know, we have the Navy ball this weekend. So, but no, a lot of balls coming up in the future. So. I'm going to definitely attend all of them, and let's see. You know, the firefighter ball, they're bragging about that one, saying, hey, that's the best one on the island, so we'll see.
They were so excited, they came in around 10:30.
Oh, yeah.
They walked in, they were like, I was like, are you here for Open Line? Yeah. I was like, it's not for another hour and a half, but we love the spirit.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I immediately know when it's ball season because I walk into my tailor shop and my guys are just do, trying to take care of everybody. So, you know, just let everybody know, just please be patient with the team and make sure that we try to get you as best as possible. You know, come in with plenty of time. We'll take care of all your needs as best as we can. Anything that we need to order, please give us enough time to make sure that we can get that in for you. To your point, there is a lot of balls going on. So, yes, I went to the fireball last year. Right. Apparently somebody I know kind of hangs out over there. I won't put her on blast because I have to live with her. overall, sir, you know, it's an exciting season coming up, especially, you know, you got Army-Navy games coming up and all that. So you want to get right into it?
Let's go.
All right. So Barge is in last week, 89% fill rate, not close to 90, but 89%. You know, there's a lot of discussion. I kind of put it out to you in the triad. A lot of questions being asked by the skipper himself to me, what's going on. As you all know and hopefully saw the news, the strike has been lifted temporarily all the way through January, so there should be no effect to Gitmo and anything that is coming in and all that good stuff. So, again, you know, it's still open opportunity with a couple of the buys and stuff like that. Did we have some delays and constraints and things like that? You know, it comes with the territory. We all know kind of the logistics here in Gitmo. However, again, heavy whipping cream, that's one of my biggest ones. I keep talking about it. Everyone thinks it's a joke, but it's really not, because, like, it's either I have it or I don't have it. You know, feast or famine, and when I don't have it, it's like, you know, it's pertinent. Yogurt, still kind of an issue. Cookies are getting a little bit better. Chips are back in stock again. The team did a pretty good job of getting that back in stock as well. You know, a lot of the frozen goods as well. Candy, still kind of hit and miss here and there. So, again, you know, team still working the barge, trying to get as much product out and pushed out. We are selling a lot. We're dwindling down to those special buys that I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. So hoping we get some new stuff with the next one that's coming out. Clearance still going on as well, so check out all those special buys with the late-breaking clearance prices on it, and my team can take care of and all that good stuff. So,
are you getting a lot of special requests?
Not as much. It's kind of slowed down a little bit. My team, I know, is following up with some of the stuff. There is some lead time. So, folks, if you have put in a special request, I know the team is following up. This past week, sent out a couple emails to customers letting them know, hey, your item's on the way, or hey, it's on the way, but it's on a delay, all that good stuff. So all that good stuff. I think there was somebody who was asking us for a certain amount of tofu or kimchi and all that, so we were able to provide that person with an answer and all that good stuff. So, you know, we're working it. And again, kind of just to put it out there, yes, we do special order process and all that good stuff. However, it comes with a caveat, right? If you've never seen it at a commissary or you've never seen it at any other Navy exchange, the likelihood of us getting it here in Gitmo is?
Zero.
Zero. All right, there we go. So let's move on to the retail side of the house. We do have what's going on, what's called our anchor days. A lot of specials and deals that are happening in the store right now. That sale ends on the 12th. Obviously, there's a lot going on. I know you probably have the special announcement going on as well, so I don't want to steal your thunder on that. So all of that's tied in for the next couple of weeks going on, obviously. Headed into Navy Blue Friday, we'll put out dates and times and all that good stuff. We all know it's the bowl that is super of retail because we can't say the other word, right? Yeah, see, look, I've learned from years. The bowl that is super, the big game. All right, anyway.
The big game.
And the big game. Yeah, right? So that's what's currently going on as well. Update on the renovation. So like I said, with all the sales going on, there's still the renovation piece that is still happening. We talked about it last week on the radio. I did unfortunately have to make the call to shut down the operation, which is Western Union, and some of our cash office services. We're still doing it. However, we've kind of relocated and all that good stuff. I'm happy to announce, Gitmo community, thank you so much for your patience. It has taken us a minute just to kind of work out the kinks, and it's, again, working in EIT, it's not as simple as bringing everything back up and online. So we are hoping. And Julie, my operations manager, is probably sitting there going, Alex, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't say it.
Don't make the announcement.
We are troubleshooting today, and I'm hoping to have full operation of Western Union by tomorrow. However, we're going to be only going down to one computer. In the meantime, while we finish up what's happening in the cash office, there will be a new line. There will be a new door. There will also be a paging system. So more details to come. Hopefully by tomorrow morning, we've got everything worked out. Hopefully we can get everybody back up and going and be able to process all those Western Union sales. Like I said, we will only be using one register at the current moment. We should only be out of the cash office for a couple more weeks. Once we get back into it, we'll let everybody know. But again, I just want to thank everybody for their patience. We've taken care of anybody who's had an outstanding issue. By all means, we know. It is a huge quality of life service that we provide. We are the busiest Western Union in the entire Navy Exchange company. So just to give you kind of the idea, believe me, we know what this has done. So again, big kudos to my entire team who's tried to get this back up and running as quickly, safely as possible. So just all good news to announce on that end, sir.
Okay. Yeah, and if you have a flyer or anything that you want us to post on the Facebook page, by all means, just send it my way. And we've got a new PAO on board. His name is Jovi Pravat, and so you know, I'll send it to him, and we'll get it posted. So.
Yeah. Pin anything else, sir? That's pretty much what I got for you. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right, yeah, so there's a lot going on, continuous renovations, and, yeah, you guys are doing a great job, you and your staff, so we appreciate everything that you do to support the installation and our families. And, yeah, you guys, if you got any questions or special requests, just hit up NEX management and staff, and they'll help you out. All right, thanks, Alex, for coming by.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Gitmo, we are back in the station. We've got the post office and also the hard charger of the month.
Come on, somebody.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Great job. Great work. Great job. How was your weekend?
Amazing. Shout out to the military police. My goodness.
That was a good ball. That was my first one.
Y'all did that. Big up for those guys. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely truly awesome.
Yeah. Another Navy ball is this weekend, right?
Correct. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Very, very nice. Yeah, I had a great weekend. I'm thinking about my family in Florida, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah, yeah. They're about to get impacted, but hopefully, hey, they're going to bunker down and they're safe and hopefully not. There's not going to be any devastating damage to that area. So. Yeah. You know, we got to pray for them and keep them in our thoughts. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
So what do you got for us today?
All right, guys. I know you're tired of hearing me talk about it, but it's important. Come on. It's important. Voting. We have 27 days, three whole full weeks. So we are in critical time right now. If you requested to be your absentee to be mailed in, I can't guarantee you it'll be here. But there is an alternative. You can go to feap.org. And go to FWAP, which is Federal Write-In Absentee Ballot. You can actually cast your vote electronically. Now, don't be misled. You will fill out everything online, but you will need to print that out. Put that in an applicable envelope and bring it in to me. Get that DS-11 and track it. You can still do that. Plenty of time. When you do it electronically, I believe you get your paperwork immediately or within a day or two.
Okay.
That's your option at this time, people. Right. You know. So get that done. It's really easy. Like I said, fill it out, review it, print it, sign it, and bring it to me, and I'll provide you with that tracking. I want to remind you guys of the mail days. Inbound mail is on Tuesdays and Fridays. That is when we get mail on island. Okay. Outbound mail, it's only on Fridays, people. We are only sending mail out on Fridays. You know, we lost that flight. Mm-hmm. And that's until further notice. It's above my pay grade, so I don't know if that's going to change for the peak season. But for now, I just want you guys to know once a week for outbound, okay? With that being said, I've had a lot of people ask me what different scans are meaning. For outbound, you'll get a scan that says accepted at retail counter. Okay, so like I just said, it leaves the island once a week on Friday. So that means have your mail to the PO Thursday by noon if you wanted to get out that week, okay? Otherwise, your mail will sit until the following Friday. So it make it seem like, hey, I bought this to you, you know, whatever day, and it's still sitting there because it has to wait for that next flight, okay? So if you want your mail to get out the same week, bring it Thursday by noon, okay? After it leaves, the next scan will get, it'll get in Norfolk. Sometimes it's postal. Sometimes people don't scan it. So the only scan they'll see is accepted here. And they'll say, well, you holding my mail. It's been 3 weeks. The mail goes out every week. The next scan isn't on us. So I want you guys to understand that we do not hold mail. We don't do that. Okay. Inbound, Tuesdays and Fridays. Okay. Sure. You will see a tracking update that says held for pickup. You'll see that with Amazon. Mm-hmm. USPS will show arrived at military post office. Understand when you see Miami International Distro Center, all of our mail comes from Norfolk, folks. People think our mail comes from Miami. It doesn't. So when it's in Miami, it has to go all the way up to Virginia. Mm. So understand that's why it's taking a little while.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes it's excessive, I admit. I'm waiting on stuff, too. But it does have to go to Virginia. And it's not scanned when it's palletized. So, again, you're waiting and you're like, what is going on with my mail? It's slow. And then we're getting up on the season. So just bear with us. We have one flight going out. Two coming in, just bear with us on those scans, okay? If you ever have any questions, absolutely stop by and see me. Hey, official mail orderlies, ensure that the information on that 5119, that tracking service request for the official mail, make sure it's typed, especially the email address that we need to send the tracking numbers to. Information misread will result in not receiving the confirmation numbers, and I know that's important for official mail. On number 6 of the form, where it says applicable shipping notes, please annotate what's inside. Again, now that we are required to put customs on it, if you don't tell us what's inside, we're definitely not going to guess that mail is going to be delayed. That's official mail. That's a problem. Okay, so mail orderlies, make sure you're filling those forms out. Preferably type or please write legibly. Some of y'all got doctor's handwriting. I don't say no names.
I'm one of them. It's okay.
You know.
And I will type
also,
it out.
Also, this is vital. Please notify a postal clerk of damaged packages before you leave the facility. Before. If you're still at the facility and we see that it's damaged, we can scan it damaged in transit, and now that customer can potentially get a refund or a new item. Mm. If you leave, it's not on us. No pasa nada. It's not on us. So please, if you see a package that's damaged, doesn't have to be yours. You're a mail orderly. You know, you have that, you know, responsibility. Hey, this package looks a little beat up. Let me go ahead and scan it damaged so that customer, when they get it, if it's messed up, they can go right to Amazon and get a new one. Okay? The last thing I have is the recommended mailing dates. I shared it last Tuesday. I want to share it again, and I believe that you guys are sharing it on the official forum.
Facebook, yes.
But I just wanted to say it again. Incoming mail, if you want to hear by December 25, ground, you want to get that here by, or have people mail it to you by November 6th for the ground service. That means it's moving by truck throughout the states before it gets on the plane here. First class, cards, stuff like that. You want to get people to send it to you by December 2nd. Okay? And priority December 2nd as well. Outbound, if you want to get your stuff to grandma, cousins, mama, them, you need to get it out of here by November 21st. It seems really, really early, but again, only one flight. So November 21st is actually tracking. Okay? You guys have any questions about any of this, stop by and see Ms. K, any other postal clerks. You can call our extension at 4970. And that's all I got. Vote, people.
Okay. Hey, great information, right? And so, yeah, for the holiday mailing hours, it's posted on Facebook. I know that we post a lot on Facebook, so what we will do as we get closer, we'll repost that so it doesn't get lost in the sauce, right? But no, voting, right? It is a fundamental pillar in our democracy, you know, giving citizens the power to influence the direction of our government and society. It's a vital tool for ensuring that diverse voices are heard, allowing people to hold their leaders accountable and make informed decisions about policies that affect our lives. So please get out there and vote, right? Help shape the future of our communities and our country, ensuring that principles of fairness, equality, and representation are upheld. Every vote counts, and collective participation is key to monitoring a healthy and vibrant democracy. So it's here. It's right around the corner. So, no, but thanks for coming by and sharing that information.
Sure.
And have a great rest of the week.
Thank you.
And again, congratulations
Thank
to
you.
Our hard charger
Thank
of
you.
The month.
Shout out to the post office. Thank you.
All right, Gitmo, we are back. We've got the fire department in the station. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good, sir. Okay. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing did you have a good weekend?
Work? Yes, I did. I worked. We don't get weekends off, I'm just saying.
You ran into that one, CMC.
What do we say in the Navy? Choose your job, choose your fate.
That's right, choose your fate.
Oh, goodness. But thanks for having me, man. So let's talk about the Fire Prevention Week, first mm-hmm. of all. You know, it's very important that we remember that the week started 6-12, October 6-12, and the theme this year again is the fire alarms, let them work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we're telling people don't tamper with that.
Right.
Okay? Smoke detectors, all of that, don't tamper with them. Mm-hmm. Right? So therefore, with that said, smoke detectors, let them work for you. Sorry. We started the week, had a station tour yesterday, but the main event is coming up this Saturday, the 12th at Fire Station 1, the Consolidated Fire Station. And it's an open house theme again, like we said before. It's open to the whole Gitmo, like bring your kids. We're going to have bouncy house, food, you know, games. People can get to get on the fire trucks, pretend to be a firefighter for a couple of hours. Nothing is wrong with that.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, we have water play. We're going to have hose play, you know, tour the station. It's not big, but guess what? It's the station that we have here on Gitmo, and it's new and it's more modern than all the other stations that we have. I'm going to put it that way. Okay, so, you know, come out and support. Bouncy house for the kids, face painting, but you can't miss it. We're going to have balloons on the front to, you know, tell people to come out and see. So you'll see the excitement. It's like, what's going on over there? Come out and see.
Absolutely.
All right?
All right.
And it's open to the whole Gitmo.
Okay. Yeah. So, come out and support the fire station now and bring your kids. So there's a lot of activities. It's never, you know, it's always good to educate our young children on, you know, the importance of smoke alarms and just other, you know, things dealing with fires and that sort of thing. You know, they said they have some modern equipment out there. You know, fire station's a little bit bougie. You know, they say that they have the best ball, the best fire station, you know, so.
Hey. Are you I'd love to hear it. I mean, I want to hear a fire station be bougie, though. That means their equipment is all up to date. That's what I want to hear. I
don't want to hear that we it's do. Run down.
We do, but they just keep beating the drum, you know?
Look, as long as if I'm in need, they can bougie and get themselves to me, I'm very much okay with it.
Yes, and I agree. Come on now.
I need them to be as bougie as possible.
Well, yeah, but to add
all right,
to that,
no, that's good news. And hopefully it started out with a good week. But yeah, please come out and support the fire station.
Yeah.
All right, what else do you got? I know what's next. What's next.
Oh, yes. The fire department ball, everyone. I am so excited, okay? So we have tickets. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get tickets at Fire Station 1. Miss Raylene's at the front. You can find me, Carrie Ann. Everybody knows Carrie Ann, Captain Minot. You've seen me out and about. Just ask for a ticket, and I'll definitely get one to you. But we have Miss Raylene selling tickets. We have one of our firefighters on the leeward side selling tickets as well as another fire captain selling tickets. So tickets are available. They're out. It's $50 for a ticket. Very cheap ticket. Just saying. And also, I mean, it's the fun. Like I said on Facebook, come on and bust out your best move. I'm just saying, okay? Ooh. I'm just saying, when we get down. We dance, okay? We dance. All right,
what is a party without dancing?
right.
Yeah, it can't be a party without dancing. Of course, we have entertainment. But again, tickets are being sold right now. So don't be left out. You know, come to one off the best ball on the island. Just saying, be careful
one
with my
of.
Words.
Okay.
She's sweet. She's being
choosing
nice.
Her words carefully.
Oh, yes.
She's being nicer today.
Oh, yes. But okay. The meal of choice, obviously, we're going to have steak and a chicken and... For persons who don't eat meat, we have that option as well, and fish. So the meal options, the meal choice is very good. You get to choose, you know, like we're not going to say, hey, is this or we gave you four options and you can choose from that. So if you're a vegetarian, guess what? We have something for you as well.
That's nice.
So come out, support and enjoy, you know, in a nice formal, wear a nice get up, you know. Don't have to be a suit, but at least be a tie or a little bow tie, something nice, you know, just coming out looking dapper.
Okay. Dress to impress, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But also something you can dance in, apparently.
That's right.
Not
too dapper. Busting the moves. You don't want to be busting those pants.
Look, not, can't be too bougie now.
Or, I tell you this, don't leave your shoe. Listen, we have had persons dance out of their shoes at the fire department ball.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I remember last year, 3 pairs of shoes were left there. Hmm. Okay, I'm just saying. So that means fun is happening. Some
See,
fun
that,
has been
the
had.
The only type of thing that happened at one of the best types of balls.
Tell it to him.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
Yep.
All right, you got anything else for us?
No, really, no. Just the same. Just come out, support. Fire Prevention Week, 6 to 12, and of course, the fire department ball. And you know, the fun just keeps happening.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, hey, listen, thanks for coming by. Have a great week. And don't work too hard, okay?
You were all for that.
Thank you, sir.
All right. All right, Gitmo, we are back. So MWR, let me share some MWR news. So we've got Saturday, October 12th, downtown Lyceum. We have the Navy Birthday 5K. So all you runners out there, get your dust off your shoes and get ready and come out there and support that event. That's going to be a great event. And then, of course, we've got Columbus Day Pickleball Tournament. That's on October 14th. Check-in is at 12:30. Game time is at 1300. That's going to be the indoor pickleball court.
We've also got the Bounce-a-Palooza that's going to be happening from the 11th through the 13th at the Cooper Field. This is going to be going on from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Just bring the family down out for some fun. It's going to be bouncers and archery tag. It's going to be foam tips for the bow and arrow. It's for all ages, but make sure that if you have kids that are under the age of 12, they're only going to be allowed to be part of that archery tag as long as there's adult supervision. So you want to make sure that you're there with your child for those who are under the age of 12.
All right. And then, of course, Wednesday, October 16th, mark your calendars. We've got the Flag Football League that's starting up. Okay, it's open to ages 16 plus. Right. So for more information, contact the staff over there at the gym. OK, register will start on the 9th. And that way we're gearing up for the Army-Navy football game. Go Navy, beat Army. Colonel Kane, did you hear me?
Just Navy, you just couldn't help but be competitive, could you? You just had to stick it in there.
I saw him last night on the pickleball court, you know? But he, I don't know, he left. He didn't want to play. But anyway, I'll be out there tonight, Colonel Kane, if you're listening, if you want to get some action.
So I expect to see both of you at the singles pickleball tournament. Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't know. I don't know if he wants this smoke or not. But then, of course, we've got the Open Singles Pickleball Tournament, right? That is October 18th. Check-in time is at 1700. And then, of course, game time is at 1730. That is an indoor pickleball court. All right. And then, of course, we've got Give Parents a Break on Saturday, October 12th from 1730. Okay. So that's going to be, it looks like it's at CDC. So those are some of the events that are happening this weekend. There's a lot of action. And then, of course, we've got the, you know, Columbus Day weekend. So we've got a long weekend. But no. Go out there and, you know, support some of those MWR activities because they are the number one MWR team in the entire nation.
Absolutely. So, want to get into some naval history?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right.
All right. So, on October 8th, 1955, the 6th USS Saratoga, CV-60, is launched. In 1972, she is reclassified as a multi-purpose aircraft carrier and receives the designation CV-60. After nearly 40 years in service, the Saratoga is decommissioned in 1994.
October 9th, 1945, Typhoon Luis hits Okinawa, sinking 12 ships, grounding 222, and damaging 32 beyond the ability of ships' companies to repair.
All right, then October 10th, 1845, the Naval School, known as the Naval Academy, opens in Annapolis, Maryland, with 50 midshipmen and 7 professors. The first superintendent, Commander Franklin Buchanan, later becomes an admiral in the Confederate Navy and commands the Confederate forces at Mobile Bay, Alabama.
And then, October 11th, 1968, Apollo 7 is launched. The first U.S. 3-man space mission is commanded by Navy Commander Walter Shearer Jr. Don F. Eisel is the command module pilot, and Marine Corps Major Ronnie Cunningham serves as lunar module pilot. The mission lasts 10 days and 20 hours with 163 orbits. Recovery is facilitated by HS-5 helicopters from USS Essex, CVS-9.
All right. And then also a shout-out for the Navy Ball, the 249th Navy Ball Celebration, October 12th, 2024. Okay, come out and support that event. Start time is at 1800, and it's at the Windjammer.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be back with Jag and Jokes.
All right, Gitmo, we are back. We've got Jag in the station. Welcome. How
good
was your weekend?
It was all right. You know, watched a lot of football. Didn't see any wins, but, you know, can't complain. Can't complain. But I got another Halloween joke for you today.
Okay. Ooh.
Since it's October. So why don't skeletons ever go trick-or-treating?
So my mind instantly went to the fact that the candy would just, like, not... like, that part would not work. So, but I'm pretty sure that's not
because
the answer.
They're dead. I don't know. I don't know what.
Because they have no body to go with.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's one for you. What did the grape do when it got stepped on?
Grape too. It whined.
Oh, you're close. You're close. The answer is nothing. It just let out a little whine.
I feel like you basically got that one.
Yeah. Did you hear about the mathematician who's afraid of negative numbers?
Yeah, he was told to stay positive.
Yeah, he'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
What else you got for us? Any embassy news? Any updates?
Yep. Just to reiterate, the U.S. Embassy from Kingston is visiting. Should have appointments on the 23rd and 24th. We have the appointment slots on the 23rd are filling up, but we still have plenty on the 24th. So that's the Wednesday and Thursday, October 23rd and 24th. And the best way to make an appointment is call our office, email our distro, and we'll get you scheduled and send you the documents. Just a couple checklists you have to do. The big update, last time they were here, it was cash only, which was a little hard sometimes, you know. But now, if you go ahead and do the application ahead of time, they have directions, which you reach out to our office, we'll send it to you, about how to go ahead and pay online, so you don't have to worry about bringing cash the day of, and you just need to bring that confirmation of your, you know, receipt, you know, email that you've paid online, print that and bring it with you. If you don't have a printer for whatever reason, you know, email it to our office, we'll print it for you and have it ready there for you at your appointment. And those appointments are going to be at the legal assistance office, which is building 760. If you've already been there before for a notary, that's exactly the same place as it was there. Mm. Once again, the 23rd, 24th of October.
Okay. Mm. All right. You got anything else for us?
That's the big news. That's the big news. Keep pushing that one.
All right. Yeah. Make sure that you spread the word on the embassy coming to town. You know, that's big. So they're going to provide those services, and make sure you sign up early. All right. Well, listen, hey, thanks for coming by. I hope you have a great rest of the week.
You too,
CMC. For the weekend, I hope your team wins this coming weekend.
I don't think it'll happen.
It was a rough weekend.
We got a bye weekend for East Carolina, so okay. I can't lose this week.
I think he's accepted fate. He's just enjoying the show at this point.
Yep.
All right, Gitmo, we are back. We are about to wrap it up here. But before we wrap it up, I just want to put out a couple of things. So, of course, NavAdmin 209/24 just came out yesterday. The subject is Fiscal Year 2025 Common Military Training Requirements, formerly known as General Military Training Requirements. So the schedule is out. Make sure that you read that NavAdmin and you start early. Tackling the mandatory CMT topics, okay? There's a total of 9 of them, but start early. Don't wait and procrastinate until the end of the physical year trying to get it all done, okay? And then, of course, the other thing is I just want to congratulate. I know it's on Facebook, but I want to congratulate our 2 newly meritoriously advanced petty officers that went from E4 to E5. That's PS2 Begain. She works in admin. And then MA2G works for security. This is a true testament to your hard work, dedication, and daily commitment. So bravo, Zulu, to both of you. And then, of course, you can't forget about their leaders and everyone else that impacted their careers to make this happen. So, no, congratulations to both of you. I wish you all the best moving forward. And that's it. I'm about to wrap it up this week. Hey, for those of you new to the island, welcome. To those of you that are leaving the island, hey, thanks for everything that you did to contribute to our mission and also the commands that you worked for. And I wish you all the best as you move forward. And then, of course, everyone have a great week. Make sure that you are responsible. Hey, if you drink, don't drive. Call Safe Ride. They will help you out. But no, have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you around the installation. I'm out, and I'm dropping the mic.